The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Arctic Breeze. It's a cool whisk of refreshing odors that drift right past the nostrils. Dab some on your taint and treat your lover to an icy cold breath. Fresh today.
Oh my god, dude. That only took 20 takes.
I'm so make sure you go to mindpumpradio.com, click the pink button.
No, maybe. We don't have it.
Oh, we're not gonna sell it?
Arctic Breeze.
It's not a real thing.
This whole time it's not.
That was so good. That was so good.
It's hard to get through.
All right, so what's the contest you want to do, Adam?
I want to do Doug's been doing, Doug gets all this glory with all giving away stuff. I want to give away something. And I want to give away. I want to give away.
What
a shirt.
Are you gonna give?
Well, you know what? Like, not okay.
Give it away now.
You guys know, okay. Doug. The iTunes review is, if you don't know how to do it, it's kind of a pain in the ass to do it. And I feel like there's a lot of people that have been trying to help out and shoot out reviews and give some love to Mind Pump, and they're having a hard time with. I mean, I literally had to like walk my sister over the phone step by step to figure it out. It's a pain in the ass to do. So I was thinking, like, dude, why don't we give away a shirt for someone who does, like, the best Instagram post? That someone who shares our logo or brand with that and does an Instagram post. That's hella cool.
That is a great idea.
Sometimes you're smart, and this is one of those times.
He just whizzed that was it brilliant. Again.
I got, one a month I got.
So Mind Pump listeners,
works.
Do an Instagram post and then tag Mind Pump. So that we can see what you did, and then we'll pick the one that we like the best.
Yes.
And you'll
I'm
win a
looking forward to these.
You'll win a T-shirt, and you know what we should do, Doug? Would it be possible for the winner for us to like have them on the show for like 5 minutes or whatever? Just
have them call into the phone or something.
Have them call in, and we'll just do a little show with them.
They can make us do whatever we want.
Right? Give us right. Whoa, dude!
Yeah, like. On Periscope.
It's easy Arctic Breeze.
I don't know about that. Yeah. Easy Arctic Breeze.
Yeah, we'll at least give him some love on the radio.
All right, so the best Instagram post promoting Mind Pump will win a T-shirt and will win a spot on Mind Pump. When are we going to do this contest? Ooh. When are we ending it? What's going on, Doug?
Well, let's start it today.
Okay.
Through the 17th.
Of October. October 17th. Beautiful.
Why is 17th? What day is that?
Sunday. Then Monday we announced a winner.
Yeah.
Okay. So you put some thought into this.
I did.
Okay. I just
wanted to seeing that I had 5 seconds to think about.
Well, I was just thinking. Yeah. He just like kind of threw around. I'm like, 17th. What is on the 17th? That's just a weird day.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
So should we go right into an episode here or what's going on?
Jesus, bro, what do you need? You need someone to hold your hand or what?
Do I need some lube or what?
Do you need to hold some of your?
My first time. Never done this before.
Hey,
it's a little dry.
I got one. When was the last time you guys heard any of the episodes? Have you guys listened to like old?
What do you
like
mean
old,
episodes?
Like an old like episode old? Of Mind Pump?
Oh, yeah. Just earlier when we were fucking around.
Well, I listened to that like our second one. Like the girl myths.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the most downloaded ones we ever had.
Yeah.
And that's I was asking Katrina, when she shares episodes, what episodes she shares. And I was thinking like some maybe funny ones or cool ones we've done. And she says, no, that's the fitness myths is the one she always sends to people.
It's so different.
Well, this is what she says. She says when she listens to it, even though obviously she thinks the episodes are way more entertaining now and some great information. She says that one really hits like the general population, and she obviously being a girl, she has lots of girlfriends, things like that. So she thinks that really
that one resonated pretty well.
It hits women right in the ovaries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow! Right before the egg's about to drop. Whoa! You know what I'm saying? Booyah!
Swift kick to the vulva.
Yeah.
So. I went too far.
I'm in a super excited mood too. We haven't shared this with our Mind Pump listeners. This is kind of new for us. This is kind of the evolution. So those of you guys that have been with us since day one, something pretty cool has happened. We're actually going to do our first live show.
It's gonna be live.
We're gonna have an audience of a little over probably 100 people. We'll be there. We're in a small little venue, so we can't have more than that. It actually filled up within 2 days. We put it out there for 2 days.
Yeah, we promoted it zero.
Yeah, we did not. Obviously,
it was a secret.
It was. We just want to
super secret.
We really just want to see. We wanted to see Doug get a chance to use his new toys. Yeah. That was the first and foremost most important thing was to get
and also his other job he never told us about, wedding DJ. Did you guys know that? I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah. How do you intro yourself at the weddings, Doug?
Well, I have to put that sultry voice on there. Hello, everybody. Welcome.
God, that's uncomfortable.
I know.
It feels kind of like verbal.
I don't know if it's. I think the uncomfortable part is the way he looks at you.
He didn't look at you guys, though. Yeah, he looks at me. He does. Yeah, this, and does that.
He's got that, like, eagle stare.
That's weird.
Hey there. Sal, we go back.
He gave me the chicken skin, you know, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm really interested to see the dynamic of it. I'm very.
Of the live show?
Yeah. I just, you know, it's.
Well, bro, I just want to hear people. Like listen and like you know laugh or like say shit to us. Like,
you know who's
awesome.
The most? You know who's the most excited? Justin.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because he's wanted to be a rock star for a long
time. Forever.
Yes.
See, look, he's so excited.
Oh my god! It's like it's the closest I'll get. So I'm gonna enjoy every second.
Dude, you're so right. Because you know why? When I first told him we were gonna be able to do this, he was like, "Can I bring my guitar?"
Yeah, it's the first thing.
Can I bring my guitar?
It's so embarrassing, but at the same time, like really, like this, like. Oh God, this feeling came over me.
See, I was
like, "Ooh, is this like when I was in a band?"
See, I was so wrong because I'm thinking to myself, like, I like talking in front of people. Adam's got a big mouth. I'm like, I wonder if Justin's gonna be okay. He's gonna crush it because he's always wanted to be a rock star.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. Son of a
I'll
bitch.
Smash
he's,
it. Don't
he's
worry.
Already. Yeah, he wanted to bring his guitar. He's already got an outfit idea.
I wrote a song specifically to our Orange Theory crowd.
Did you really?
Wait. You guys wait.
Oh,
you guys wait.
You did you really?
Yes.
Oh, I love
I'm
you.
I'm so embarrassed.
Yes.
I love you.
And it's on top of another. I had to like go through all kinds. I was getting creative with it and I was going to do like my own song that I wrote, you know, forever and then just reword it. And I was like, nah, it doesn't really fit. And then, like, I actually took like an old Sublime song and redid it.
You weren't going to do the Evil Dead song?
No.
Evil Dead.
In your I'll head. Have to bring my friend
Evil
in
Dead.
For that one.
In your head. Evil Dead. You know, so
that was so creepy.
We I don't know if I told you guys this, but so the audience that we have coming does not know they're coming for a live Mind Pump show.
I love that too. It's
wait a minute. Did you tell them that you were gonna do like pole dance
they're
or something?
Thinking like,
is that how we
yeah,
got
exactly.
so many people?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually that's what I said. I did say that
they might just be disappointed then.
Yeah.
I said I would have the Mind Pump
magic
crew there
on
with
the
me.
Mic.
But they
and
think
they
it's
it was Magic Mike.
Purely a nutrition seminar. So these people are coming, think they're going to get like a, okay, let's talk about your macronutrients. Justin, go ahead, take it from here. Proteins, carbs, and fats, please.
Proteins. Let's eat the proteins.
This is how you make a sandwich with more protein in it. You just add another slice of turkey.
I like cauliflower.
Yeah.
Yummy.
So
what else you got?
So we're going to literally have mics up and record a show. So for me, seminars never bother me. I enjoy doing them. But this actually gets me way more excited, dude, because, and I think it's just going to be better because let's be honest.
I would be like.
We're like the, what are we, spotlight whores? Like we like,
totally.
We like that kind of shit. I feel like we're going to get worse.
Well, it's,
and
if
by
we were
worse,
doing
I mean
a seminar, I seriously would be like, I probably wouldn't show up.
Really?
I'd be like, part of the crew.
I'd be like blending in with like a you know, some kind of stage prop behind me. Just morphing into the background.
Hiding behind the bench.
Justin, well, you know, I can't remember who said the idea first. It wasn't my idea first, but someone had mentioned it at first. I was like,
to do a live show?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was Doug.
Was it?
Or was it Doug?
It was totally me.
It was Justin?
Was it you, Justin?
Yeah.
It was.
Wow.
Maybe. Was it you, really?
It was totally me. Yeah,
yeah, it wasn't me. I know that. Because
that's immediately where I wanted to go with it.
See, I was
I didn't want to make
and immediately
it all
I didn't
dry
want,
and boring.
And immediately I didn't want to. Immediately I was like, not a good idea. This is our first time doing this. Let's just get up there and you know, and I'd actually stayed up. I'd wrote like the outline for, okay, I think this is kind of the direction we should go. And then when I actually said that we were going to have this seminar, it filled up that day. And I was like, oh, shit. I mean, people are really excited to come hear us talk about nutrition. Then it made me go like,
nobody's that excited about talking about nutrition.
Well, you know, then I go,
don't fool yourself.
Because I've done seminars for a long time in nutrition and fitness and stuff like that. So, and I have to admit, they're pretty fucking boring, you know. They're but I mean, good information, and so that's it. That's
and we're gonna answer questions. You're gonna ask us all kinds of questions.
We will
give
you great amounts of content. It's just gonna be spicy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and ultimately, I wanted to, you know, I just that's what I wanted them to get some good information regarding nutrition, and then walk away from it. But then when I saw how many people are coming, how many people seem to be excited to come see and listen to us talk, I thought, well, hell, dude, we gotta bring it. We had a
I just feel bad. I just feel bad for the poor kid that's showing up to hear like a real professional seminar and has never heard Mind Pump
and just gets hijacked.
And we're gonna be up there being like masturbating and shit and poop.
Yeah,
and they'd be like, oh fuck.
No, I don't think it's
we
actually
won't go that far.
I thought about that.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
yeah, right.
We will.
I know. You know. So I was been telling
the worst part is people hear us, but they don't see us. They don't know what we're doing when we're recording. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something.
I'm not wearing pants.
It's way worse.
Half of the lyrics I wrote were, vagina, vagina, vagina.
We're actually sharing one chair, and we're all stacked, if you know what I mean. So let me ask you guys a question.
Met with the chocolate starfish.
If you, God. What do you guys...
he's amazing.
Do you have any nerves about this at all? Are you nervous at all about this? Like, what are thoughts going through your head?
I'm terrified.
Leading up to this. Be honest. You were weird the other day, and you said it was because you were. Either you lied to me, or you were.
No,
kind of
no, okay.
I think you're in organization.
Jesus,
mode.
Bro, way to put me on fucking.
I'll
blast
tell you
here.
Why, because you're on organization,
listen, bro.
Mode,
it's just,
bro. Once you got through that, watch.
It's just us talking. It's just us talking right now.
It's just us. Nobody's listening. Yeah, yeah, there. I put a lot of pressure on myself, especially for things like this that I kind of feel like I took the reins on to make sure that we made it happen, and. I don't know if it's what do they call that? Somebody who's like a pleaser or whatever. Like I want
whore.
Booyah.
Yeah, for lack of a better word. For lack of a better word.
But you're our whore.
The whore in me wanted to make sure that we had no, I really want I want people to come and I want them to have I want you to walk out and be like that seriously was probably one of the best 60 to 90 minutes that I've ever sat down and listened.
Of
right?
my life.
Right. I do. I want them to feel
dude,
that.
Like that's pressure, bro. Come
it is. On. I do put a
well,
lot of pressure.
Fuck, now I'm nervous.
Well, I feel like everyone's already coming there, right?
This
is why I want to keep a surprise. Okay, everyone is coming there in knowing they want to hear information about nutrition. So they're not coming there with expectations to be entertained. So I think that is just like the huge kicker is you come in, and you think you're just going to get a bunch of good information. They're probably going to, a bunch of people show up with their notepads and stuff, which will be good because we'll cover some good points that you probably want to take notes for. But I want to put on a show.
You know what's funny? So what's interesting is this happens to me. And I don't know, maybe it happened. I think it happens to you guys too. Something happens to me as soon as I get behind the mic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You get comfortable.
I don't know. Like if we're in front of them doing a seminar without a mic, without recording like a show.
Yeah,
I feel like I would present myself like seminar Sal. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I have the mic in front of me, now I'm fucking. Now it's Mind Pump Sal coming out,
well,
or just Sal.
I love
it's that. Like our mask.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you put on the mask and then you're ready for war.
But does that mean you're nervous then, Adam?
No,
not really, huh?
No, I don't.
I'm like not nervous at all.
Yeah, I don't.
Which is weird.
It is weird.
You know what? I think
I'm not really either. But
well, I think
be.
You bring up a good point with the doing a live show and the microphone and the podcast because something that we did at the very beginning of this when we first started it, we agreed that we would keep it raw as possible. And I think we've mentioned this before to our audience that, you know, there was a point where we actually kind of like tried to plan our content like, hey, let's talk about this or we should cover this. And what we continue to be realize is that when we actually come in completely, truthfully, 100% raw with no direction whatsoever,
those are the best ones.
They come out with the best content, information, and entertainment. Yeah. So, you know, I feel like going into this seminar, I had written out this whole outline and, you know, how we wanted an intro and the thesis and blah, blah. I had it all like, you know, written out like a fucking college paper. And that probably made me more nervous, making sure I follow that and thinking. And now that we've decided, like, we're just going to rip a podcast. We're going to give some good nutrition talk and we're going to do Q&A. I'm like, I'm not even worried. It's what we
not
do every,
even.
It's what we do every day.
Not even. Exactly. And I feel like that's just kind of, we're kind of hip shooters anyway. Thank God for Doug, you know, organizing
that for
a
lot
shit.
Of hip out there. You know
yeah.
I mean?
Because I've always been kind of like this. I mean, even when I ran clubs, I was super disorganized, but I'd walk in and just make shit happen just from just because it would just happen. So, I mean, if you're listening to this right now and you're looking to like do seminars for fitness and stuff, you should probably plan. I would say plan.
You're an average person.
Yeah, like you should probably plan what you're going to do and what you're going to say. And you know, when it comes, here's the thing. When it comes to fitness, we've all been doing this for so long that we know it. You know what I'm saying? It's like you talk to me.
Well, you know
about,
what it reminds me of is when I used to have a clipboard as a trainer, right? And I wrote out over and over and over.
Oh my God, do you write anything down now?
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely nothing. It's
true. So bad.
Unless they make me
do it. So bad we're saying this right now.
No, it's true, dude.
All these trainers right now that are like working for some company that have to fill out shit.
No, I'll tell you why. It's not a bad thing.
Mind Pump said I don't have to fill out shit.
No.
It's stupid because you lose focus of what's going on in front of you.
Yeah.
And your plans don't ever, like, you have to be on top of it. You have to be on top of your toes. You have to adjust. You have to adapt to your environment because whatever you have laid out doesn't go along those lines.
It's a great analogy in comparison to this, just like you said. Yeah. It's a great analogy because we could absolutely do a podcast where we have all these notes and direction of where we go on and make it work. But it's so much more fluid when it's just natural, raw, and real. And, you know, that's the training, same concept. Yeah. You know,
we're having a conversation now instead of talking at you.
Yeah, I think the only thing that I'm nervous about doing this live thing is that sometimes the stuff we talk about. But, you know, I'm a little worried, like, oh, shit, we're going to say that. And there's going to be actually people there. And I'm going to see the reaction on their face. Well, Adam talks about cleaning his asshole or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're signing liability waivers, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm serious. I'm not
there's
lying.
There's some people there that have heard us before. That's the thing. There's some that haven't.
Right.
There's a lot of people
that's
that
what
haven't.
I'm saying. So Doug's going to have
gonna be interesting.
Doug's going to have him sign a paper that says you're going to hear some you're going to hear some offensive
maybe
stuff.
We should have Doug organize it. When they're coming in and seated, you go Mind Pump listener, non Mind Pump listener, Mind Pump listener. So every other person is one. So
I like that idea.
So it can't.
So we can kind of take a survey. As
yeah.
Far as
well,
like
and
where
then
we're at.
Yeah, because like obviously, if you're a Mind Pump listener, you listen to us on a regular basis. You're going to be there at the seminar. You're not really worried about what's going to be said because you've heard everything on here already, mm-hmm. and you're not going to be like, "Oh God, they said the bad mm-hmm. word. Oh, I don't like what he's saying. Oh, yeah, Adam's talking about his anus." Like, okay, so that type of stuff, you know, is not going to offend those people.
Which, by the way, smells like
Arctic breeze.
It's so fresh.
It is so fresh.
It's so fresh and clean.
So fresh
and
so
cool.
Clean.
It's so cool. It's cool to the touch.
Cool to
the,
dab some on your taint.
Yeah. So you know what really gets me excited about doing stuff like this is that I feel like and I hope that we enjoy it a lot. I hope that this kind of stuff grows because I would love to fill auditoriums with this kind of stuff. And more than that.
And then stadiums.
More than that. Yeah. Stadiums. No, more than that, what I think, what really gets me excited is that I would love to be able to train trainers and other fitness professionals to be able to do this kind of stuff with us under our umbrella or, you know, together to you know, spread the gospel of fitness. God, I sound like a cult leader or something.
We are the world.
Yes, to make it a better place. But seriously, you know, I feel like I feel like that would make me really happy to be able to train other people to do this kind of stuff. But before we can do that, we got to do it first. You know what I mean?
That is true. Well, yeah, we're setting the stage.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Because I think as much as we love doing this, what do we also love probably just as much?
Flying around on private jets with playmates.
Exactly.
Lamborghinis.
And the only way we're going to do that... You know what's funny, Adam? You're going to get me divorced. You keep saying shit like that. No, I think what we really love is we love training other people to be able to do this kind of stuff, right?
Oh yeah, that
wouldn't
too.
You agree?
That too.
That too. watch us sell millions of Arctic Breeze. Dude, what if we get a bunch of people
flying off the shelf?
Yeah, requesting.
Thanks for the great response.
Oh, you know what? I should give a little plug to somebody, even though they don't pay us, but they did send us a box of stuff because they knew how important it was for me to keep my taint clean. There's actually a company. I didn't even know this company existed.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they called?
Called Good Wipes. They actually have male. Okay.
They have male and female wipes?
Yes.
What's the difference?
There's probably so one cups the balls.
Probably the same difference there is from between a male and female fat burner. That's red cells. The same difference.
The male, probably the male. Yeah, the male.
One comes in a pink box.
That was the science they were withholding from us.
Yes, one comes in a pink box, one comes in a blue box. I'm sure that the male one, I have, matter of fact, it's right by Justin's feet. Justin,
have you used them
why don't
yet?
You, actually, Justin, open it. Throw it over to me. Let me open it up. Let's all try one right now. Okay. Yeah. Sal.
I'm recording, I can't get up. But Doug's not on the mic. Doug, let me wipe you.
Oh, yeah. Doug, you go first. Go ahead and pull your pants down, Doug.
Throw me one. I want to smell it.
Holy shit. That's why they call you a chimp.
He's got to be the squeaky spinner.
Hey, wow. I thought only baboons had red butts like that.
Well, you obviously need
it's kind of weird, but.
It works. There we go.
You got to be able to open
let's
it,
try
bro.
This out. Let's try this.
How's it smell?
I'm gonna hold on, man. Let me open it up here first.
It's a pretty good size wipe. Give you a nice surface area. Ripped it.
Yeah, my fingers did go through it. Probably going to need two of those.
You're a little aggressive, though.
Are they flushable?
Let's be honest.
They are.
Oh, it has kind of a... Oh.
Yeah, it's not it's not Arctic Breezy, though.
No, it's not. It's
what does it smell like?
It's very masculine.
Let me see.
Oh, I like this.
No, you don't have to give me a new one. Weird, I could just use the one
I've
you
already
just
smelt
used.
It.
It's recycled. Such a masculine.
Here, Justin, try one of these.
Okay, fine.
Try one of these. You know, you're the one who has the major ball sweat.
It says, yeah, dude. You got swamp.
Yeah, get that swamp
cock.
Yes, hey. What did he call it the other day? The swamp. What did he say?
Yes.
Wow.
Swamp,
right? Fantastic.
That smells good.
Fantastic.
Hmm.
Tell me right now, okay?
Oh, yeah.
If your nether regions didn't smell like that, I guarantee right
now. Dude, I would totally blow me.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Maybe I'll get a little ball flicky. Honey, I'm clean.
Are we going to have to edit this again?
Flicky.
Nah.
Bro, that would hurt.
I just realized something. She doesn't listen.
Oh, go for it.
So I'm going to say everything. Yeah.
Is my girl the only one that listens to every episode?
Probably. See,
isn't that weird? Isn't that
my
funny,
wife
though?
Will try to listen, but then we end up getting in a fight about it.
I
can't believe you said that.
My wife, biggest supporter of everything I've done. Biggest critic ever.
Yes.
Oh.
So I got
so
that.
So she'll be like, it sucks.
Me. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you need that, though. You need someone who's honest.
No, I do need that, but at the same time, I don't need that. Some days. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So what kind of subjects do you think we're going to talk about over there? It's just Q&A, right? They're just going to ask us questions.
Yeah, well, I have a question that I want Doug to open it. I don't want to spoil the question, but
I can't stop smelling this wipe. It smells so good.
Doesn't it smell great? I'm going to wipe my face with it.
So good.
Oh, hey, that's.
You just use an ass wipe on your face?
I think it's taint only, dude.
If it's good enough for your ass, bro, it's good enough for your face.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
Actually, that should be their slogan.
I kind of think the opposite, but yeah.
Damn, that does smell good.
I'm a fan already. So, I don't even
have to go to the bathroom, but I think I'm going to use
good
it.
Good anyway. Wipes smell good. Yeah, no.
You can pay me royalties.
Okay, so what's the question? So you want to ask them a question jump it out?
Well, I'm going to have Doug open us up with, like I said, I don't want to share too much because I don't want to spoil how we want to start this.
Yeah,
but
let's not tell him anything. How
yeah,
about that?
Yeah. Doug will get the audience started with the first question, and he's going to let them know.
Doug's the original hype man. You know that, right? Mm. He's the Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
Of Mind Pump.
Yeah, he's the pasty.
Yeah, boy.
How are you going to intro us, Doug?
Yeah, how's it going to go, Dougie?
I've got to decide if I'm going to do something dramatic or. A little lower key than dramatic.
No, always dramatic.
Always dramatic. Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
So like, ladies and gentlemen, yes. Boys and girls, but there's not going to be any boys and girls there.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mind
18
Pump.
18 and older.
Yes. Orange Theory program. I haven't thought about it. So as you can tell.
Sorry, it's a work in progress.
Yeah. Well, did we get all the speakers and shit figured out?
Well, that's the thing. You know, the most nervous person here. Is me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's why we're not nervous, guys.
Yeah. Because Doug's handling it.
Well, because if anything fucks up,
it's Doug's fault.
It's always Doug's fault.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's our fall guy.
I can sleep so well knowing that.
I don't know.
How do you feel, Doug? How do you feel?
I am nervous about it because there's a lot of technical aspects. I got to get everything to be coordinated, make sure the mics are working, make sure the music's
tools and all that.
New tools. All that puts an added level of stress on me.
And
he's going in Saturday to test it.
And it's like we're doing this fucking NASCAR style, too. He's got 30 minutes to do all that.
I know. We have 30 minutes to set up everything. That means get the mic set, do the sound checks.
Yeah.
Make sure everything's in place.
The thing that Doug doesn't know, though, is I have four hot little assistants for him that are going to be helping him out.
Perfect.
Mm. Yep. Okay. That's right. So
did you swing by that coffee place?
I should tell him now. Four cute little Asian girls. Three of them to help you do with all the taping up with all the window coverage that we need, and then Also to help you out with all the sound stuff, and then one to cup your balls.
And then oil.
So that's wow. Yeah.
That's what you call service.
Right?
I'm a cup.
Yeah.
Just got to support.
Just remember
it.
That, Doug, as things continue to explode and stuff gets better for us, the stuff I do for you gets better and better.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is our first show. Our first show, and look what I do for you already.
That's yeah. good.
Right.
So then we'll get you your own spinner.
I will right. be. You know what? There is one thing I'm nervous about. Because I fucking hate this. Every time I ask Adam, you know, hey, what are we going to wear? What should we wear? Whatever. just wear whatever you want.
Dude,
this motherfucker's going to show up in some
shit.
He's
going to be all like in a suit.
I'm not showing up in sweats and stuff,
bro. With
a top hat. You better fucking tell me.
Well, hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Wear that one outfit you got.
The one?
wear your wedding getup.
Yeah, the one.
Oh yeah,
my
wedding.
My
get
dark
up.
Shorts.
Yeah. And your meeting.
I was gonna wear that anyway.
You just gotta say wear your best look.
You know what I mean? Yeah, naked.
Yeah. That's a good look for you, bro.
Exactly. I'll just show up naked.
Yeah, wear just don't wear
naked
wear,
with soccer shoes.
Just don't wear white. Actually, I think you know what I think. I feel what? Like this is what I feel like. I feel like if we have 50% of our listeners. Are, I mean,
they're gonna expect me to wear a wife beater and white socks.
I think that I think you should live up to. I think you should give them what you wear, dude. I think Justin should wear his Chucks and be comfortable with his backwards hat, and I should look sharp as usual. And then you should probably be dressed with
you don't
your
look
white.
Sharp. Shut up, bro.
Yeah,
why don't
with
you
my
wear
gigawatts hair
right.
going on right
yes.
now.
Yes,
I'm getting a haircut. So you know,
are you really?
I'll be rocking it. Yeah.
Damn, I didn't schedule one yet. I need to get a haircut.
Nice
well, you're
clean.
Getting pretty gray over there, bro.
I told you guys. You think know, you're a wizard? I look like a wizard. I look really wizardly.
Bro, your gray is coming on about as fast as I'm losing my hair right now.
You know why? It's all these sleepless nights.
His turns gray and yours just turns clear. Or something.
Mine just disappears.
Yours turns flesh color.
Your hair's like your hair's just like I'm not turning gray. I'm just gonna fucking kill myself.
I'm just gonna go go invisible.
Just jump off. What happened to Fred? He was going to turn gray, so he just killed himself.
hair suicide.
I got a lot of grays, too.
Yeah.
But you're not losing a single hair, Justin.
No way.
Not a single one.
And I'm not dying either.
You're not?
Uh-uh. No, that's a good look right there. You know, that's... You know,
don't look bad. You look...
I have a buddy that dyes his hair salt and pepper like that.
Really?
That's in style.
It is
interesting.
It is in style. Mm. And you look very distinguished.
Mm-hmm. See, I would have worn my glasses. Like, I have to, like, work on the computer. I have to wear glasses. But I can never do that because you... would look best with glasses.
Would I?
Yeah.
I used to wear glasses.
Because it would fit your character.
I used to wear glasses.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened?
What happened?
I got a...
LASIK?
A gamma radiation bomb went off and
I was going to say,
developed
all
these
on
crazy
wall?
Superpowers and now I can say... No, I did. I got LASIK eye surgery.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
What, that's like $3,000?
Yeah, it is. And I got it like 10 years ago and my eyesight went from bad to awesome. So now I can see everything, bro. So
how was it when you went through the process? I heard it's kind of painful afterwards.
Painful. You don't feel shit.
Oh, really?
No, it was like took me like a minute. They asked me. They had all of it. They had us in a room.
It's lasers, bro. Remember?
They asked me if I should if I wanted a Valium. First of all, they're like, "Is anybody nervous? Is anybody?"
You're like, "Hell yes,
bro." I wasn't nervous, but I was like,
"Bear shit in the woods,
yeah. But I'll take it."
I wasn't nervous, but I'm like, "Yeah, I'll have some Valium." Thanks.
Yeah, yeah, Vicodin too. I'm really stressed. Yeah.
Crush that up with a shot of Jack Daniels. We're good to roll.
Woo!
Lasix this shit up.
Yeah.
So relaxed.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I'm noticing? Have you guys noticed talking about surgeries and things like that? I've been noticing a lot more butt surgeries and stuff.
I fucking hate that.
Dude.
I hate that.
I do.
I hate that.
I do. It's like I love hate things.
And then the ones that
wait, you like fake butts?
No, I don't. But they look great in pants.
You know why I don't like it? Here's why I don't like it.
Hey,
I'm not judging you. Do whatever you want.
We've talked about this. You can build it. That's why we don't like it.
It's almost like I take it personally. You know what I mean? Like, that's my job.
I feel the same way, too. I'm like,
come
maybe
over
I'm
here.
Jealous of the plastic surgeon. Like, fucker, you're taking business away from trainers.
Yeah. I think, you know, like, I walk around with small calves. You can walk around with a small ass or grow it, one or the other.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you can fix it. It's not like boobs. Boobs, you can't do anything about that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
I read an article the other day about sagging boobs.
Boobies.
Yeah.
Yeah, you read an article about saggy boobs?
And what like established magazine was this?
It was a fitness one. I don't remember.
Boob International?
No. It was a fitness and they were actually talking to like one of the number one contributors to saggy boobs is running on a treadmill.
Mm.
Or running outside. Running period.
See? More reason not
and, you want, oh, I got a boob myth and, for you.
Well, let me finish my article here.
Shit.
So help
I was interrupted.
Right now, there's a bunch of girls
he's
that are running.
This is how you counter
yeah,
it. Hang upside down.
Right now, bro. They're listening to us right now, right on Tremo, freaking out because I just said that they're going to have saggy boobs and you're just going to interrupt me and not even help them out.
Yeah, that's not a good way to stop.
Right? Wouldn't that work if you just have them hang upside down? You know, get some lift.
It's like
anybody,
a bat.
Anybody with me?
I'm trying to visualize it right now. I'm like, no, yeah. I don't think that works. Yeah.
Then you would see underboob.
Yeah.
And underboob is way.
Side boob's way, good.
Side boob and underboob. Underboob's better than top
interesting.
Boob.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it's different. You know what I mean, Adam? Yeah.
No, I
don't know what you're talking about.
To see no, it. I know. Underboob is way sexier than cleavage. Because you know why?
You don't see it.
Yeah, it's new now. That's the new thing now is to wear like those little tops that, like, this thing. Like,
there's
yeah, I know, like,
there's some breeze
see,
going
this is
up
what
there.
I'm talking about with sexism. This is sexism right here because I can't walk around with just the bottom
just of my sack. Like a little bit of your cock hanging out. Yeah. Just a tip.
Or just the bottom of my balls.
No, just the bottom. Yeah, the balls just hang free.
I can't do that shit because then I'm a weirdo. Look at that weirdo like, over there. And then I go to jail. Stupid.
That is true. But yeah. Well.
So what did the article say?
Well, it was just talking about the importance of women wearing sports bras.
Okay.
So even though I know some of you guys run out there and you like to let your boobs flop all over the place, so the hot trainer in the gym, they exist, okay? There is that girl who purposely forgets her ponytail thing and her hair is down and she purposely forgot her bra. So tatas
and
are
she
flying.
She does the like coming out of the water she's move the, with the hair.
She is the same one that does the ballerina moves on the Stairmaster. Same chick does it. Same chick does that. Super tight Lululemon pants. She's got no bra.
I feel like you're
on.
Talking about someone in particular.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them.
Okay.
Yeah, moves like
I appreciate it, but you're going to get saggy boobs if you keep it up. Just
well,
to let you
so
know.
I so
sports
here's
brought up, dude.
Here's a little myth. Okay, this is nothing to do with. This doesn't have to do with that because running is impact and whatever. So it used to be believed that if women didn't wear bras, that they would it would contribute to more saggy breasts. But they found that the opposite is true. Wearing bras all the time contributes to sagging breasts because the muscles underneath that support atrophy.
Oh, wow.
So it's better to go
so the
without.
Hippies were right.
It's better to go without a bra if you want to maintain perky boobs.
What? Is that true?
But I please swear. Shave your armpits.
So here's the. So the moral of this from
that's the
God,
moral.
We always get
that's
great
the moral of the story.
Run with a sports bra. Take a bra off the rest of the day.
The rest of the day. Right. It's the same reason why I don't wear underwear.
Good
you know
point.
What I mean? Because you want it to remain. Yeah. Strong
and long and
get the friction on.
Get friction on.
Yeah.
Pound it down.
Yeah.
I did you ever go I went through a phase of commando.
I never did.
You didn't?
It's too stimulating.
Only when I sleep.
Really?
It's too stimulating, bro.
Bro, the wind blows, you get a hard on. What is wrong
that's,
with
no,
you?
No, no, no. It's because
what are you taking? I want whatever you have.
Well, if it's Arctic breeze.
I can't take enough testosterone to feel like you feel. It just blows
no,
my mind.
No, it's because when you're walking around and then if it's free, it moves around, right?
Yeah.
And so it's stimulating. That's because I was raised and grew up in the tight, the snug banana hammock Italian style underwear. So I'm not used to stuff. I'm used to things being, you know, aerodynamic.
So it's, you know, it's freelancing right now. It's exploring.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. No, yeah. I like everything in its place. Just fucking just there, ready to pounce. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But yeah. There's something about the freedom.
I like the hand. I wish they could see the hand motion.
There's a video.
Dong.
One day they'll get to see it.
Yeah.
One day they'll get to see the hand
motion of the freedom.
Yeah, yeah,
this is going to be so unattractive.
Yeah, well, I'm really curious to watch it because I do have a tendency to talk with my hands. So, we might look pretty stupid.
I think we all do. I do a lot of hand gesturing things.
You do a lot of
double time.
Oh, my God. God.
It just happens.
Oh,
it's natural.
God.
So,
oh,
yeah, I don't know. What were
skiing,
we talking about?
I'm skiing.
I was trying to give good information about women and exercise and taking care of their boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you transitioned to tight balls or whatever.
Hijack.
You know it's time to end the episode when Doug starts throwing up numbers.
Gang
Doug,
signs.
Hey, guys, it's time to.
Doug.
I didn't know Doug just formed a crip.
He's his own gang.
Yes, he is throwing gang signs up and down.
No, that's him. That's him telling us how long we've been on for.
No, yeah, he's letting us know that, okay, that's 25 minutes of absolutely no information related to fitness whatsoever. That's what that signal is.
Yeah.
This is
should end it with some good fitness tips.
I agree.
All right.
I agree. Let's
we should.
Let's give.
All right. What's a good fitness tip?
Just the tip.
I'm out of them, actually.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm all out.
Yeah.
I've given them all my tips, bro. I have no more. I do have a tip. I do have a tip to give you.
I got
but it's
a tip.
Not that.
For more mind-to-muscle connection when you press, when you're doing a chest press, focus on gripping the bar and bringing the hands together as you press. Don't actually bring them together, but focus on bringing them together as you press, and you'll get more mind-to-muscle connection on your pecs. Don't forget to subscribe to Mind Pump, rate and review us.
Arctic breeze. It's a cool whisp.
Shit, cut.
Damn it. Take two.
Damn
it.
Take two.
Keep
take
going.
Two.
Why did that? I'm not trying to make myself laugh. All right, don't make me laugh. All right, here we go.
dude.
Fuck, okay, you got my shit going. All right, I got
you.
It.
Gotta stay straight. You can laugh.
All right. Okay, I got this. Arctic breeze. It's a cool wisp of refreshing odor.
Dude, come on, you got this, bro.
Arctic breeze. It's a cool. That was too gay.
Dude, there's no such thing as too
gay. All right. Oh, full gay. Let's go full gay.
Full gay.
Here we go. Full gay. Here we go. Arctic breeze.
He can't do it.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.